Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. It's Tim Carter, and you're listening to WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati. Great to have you here this morning. And you know the drill. The next hour, home improvement extraordinaire. We are going to do our best to make your house a better place to live, try to save you some sweet moolah on your heating bills and your repair bills, whatever it might be. And, of course, the way to do that, you know, you can sit back and relax and just listen. I know maybe, in fact, some of you right now, you still got your eyes closed. The alarm just went off. And we want you just to go ahead and enjoy it. Maybe you're already up and running around, got that pot of coffee on. That's fantastic as well. But if you want to call in and you want to ask me a question, so easy to do, 749-1035, 749-1035. I'd love to talk to you this morning. This, we all know, or many of us do, I think, unless you've been living under a rock, that we are now T-minus 8 days or so until that magical Christmas morning. And this week, what I decided to do was bring in a guest from a local company that, talk about laying in the weeds. They're, in my opinion, they keep a little bit of too much of a low profile. I mean, you just kind of don't know they're there, but they're based here in Cincinnati. I've got Mark Feldman with me from Campbell Hausfeld, and we're here today to talk about tools. So if you have not yet done all of your Christmas shopping and you're thinking about some power tools and some hand tools, today's the day to call in and ask your questions. You know, if you've got anything that's on your mind about cordless tools, laser levels, things like that, that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. So, Mark, I want to welcome you to the show, buddy. How you doing?
Very good. Thanks, Tim. How are you doing this morning?
All right. It's I can't believe that you guys get to work at Campbell Hausfeld at 5:36 in the morning. So this had to be a little bit of a shock to wake up today, huh?
It was kind of a rude awakening, but it was a lot of fun.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's wonderful to have you here. So anyway, like I said, if you've got a question about power tools, today's the day that you want to call 749-1035 because I'm telling you right now, these power tools, they are big. So Mark, you're an engineer at Campbell Hausfeld, and I got to meet you for the first time about 10 days ago. I think a lot of people don't realize that companies like Campbell Hausfeld, that they're really heavy in engineering because, I mean, your background, it's really kind of neat. Your background is I was fascinated by it. I didn't even know that there was an engineering study like that. Something about hand studies, ergonomics. Can you describe what your specialty is? I think it's fascinating.
Yes, my background, I'm a mechanical engineer. I graduated from the University of Cincinnati in College of Engineering. I have a master's degree in mechanical engineering there, and a lot of our studies I apply today, especially in the area of ergonomics. We apply those technologies directly to our tools. And we also have a lot of hands-on kind of work that we do at the Campbell Hausfeld. We have a nice laboratory where we do a lot of our testing, and we have a lot of other people besides engineers. We have like the laboratory technicians, and we have a lot of marketing people, and we're all organized in certain pods where we all work together as a team. So it's a great experience working at Campbell Hausfeld on these products.
Yeah, I've done a lot of factory tours. I've been to your plant over there in Harrison, and it just never ceases to amaze me the amount of, you know, I just call it like slide rule, the old days of the slide rule. I mean, how much engineering really goes into these tools, but when you start to look at one, at least in my opinion, they're very complicated. I mean, there's just so many, you know, there's moving parts.
Absolutely.
You've got to have things oriented right. They've got to be aligned right to make them work.
Absolutely.
And to make them last, you know.
Very good question. I do all of my design work in a 3D CAD software. It's called Pro Engineer, and I design every product in three dimensions in this CAD software, and there's also a feature within the software that I can do structural analysis, so I can do simulations of loading on the tool and to predict things like stresses and so on, vibration issues with the tool. So, yeah, it's kind of high-tech, but I think it's very essential in designing a high quality product, and it also saves time too in terms of doing a lot of prototyping. So we can save a lot of prototype time doing this.